Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another podcast. Today...
This one will be better than our last one.
Our last one was a little rough coming back.
But honestly, but...
Whoops, guys. Sorry, guys. It literally started off, I was like, this is kind of weird. Because it kind of, like, I saw, like, people, like... People were telling me how they were, like, it started really slow, and I didn't remember that. And then I went back and looked, and it was literally, it started with us going, like,
Yeah.
It was rough. We didn't really have a thing to talk about, but we wanted to make one because we were coming back, obviously, and we needed to, like, get one.
But this one, we know what we're freaking talking about,
today,
y'all.
We're having a sleepover today, so we decided to go with a little more of a spooky topic. Some, like, we're going to go on anything, like, conspiracy theories, recent events in our small towns, you know,
because we're gonna be a whole Shane Dawson right now, and I fucking love Shane Dawson.
So excited.
Okay,
I did a little bit of research last night, and I was looking at some conspiracy theories and stuff, and there was one. This is the one that blew my mind, and it was, what if mirrors are like a portal to another dimension, but our reflection is what's blocking us? Like,
I saw
our reflections are like what's, like, blocking us.
Dude, there was a movie where it was, like, you look in the mirror, and then if you look, like, close enough, then it'll, like, come at you, and then it's, like, a whole different world behind it.
But, like, think about it. Like, there's no way to prove that's wrong or right, because it's, like... Like, obviously, it might not. It most likely isn't, but, like...
Yeah, because, it's, like, it's not only your reflection. It's the reflection of everything around it, too.
And but like what if it's, really... like, that's how to get into, like, a different, like, dimension, like, of our world, or a different, like, reality? Like, what if that's what we're seeing, but it's just different?
I don't know.
Like, on the other side.
I don't know if I believe that.
I don't know. I just...
No, because ever since I saw, like, this movie, I forgot what it was. It was, like, this scary movie, right? And it was, like, if you look into the mirror... then you, like, the mirror had to be destroyed for you to go back to your, like, actual life. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. I forgot the name, though.
And it's, like, the girl that, like, was online and, like, she, like, was kept on the down low. She only had, like, one follower and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I was with you when we watched that,
dude,
I think.
What was that movie? I don't know. But.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And she, like. Trigger warning, she, like, committed suicide.
She, like,
on video.
On the video.
And then posted it on the girls. It's
yes, and then everyone thought that she was, like, a psycho because she posted the video, but it actually wasn't her.
Yeah.
That was a weird movie. But that's what I think of when I think of the mirror thing, because literally...
Okay, I have a question. Do you, like, believe in ghosts? Or do you, like...
Low-key, yeah.
Okay, here's the thing, because it's, like, okay... Have you ever, like, been, like, walking or, like, in your house home alone and then you, like, hear something?
And you're like, it's automatically a ghost.
That's sus. Like, I need to leave. Because there was one time I was home alone. I'll never forget this. And I literally thought, because I was like, okay, so I was home alone, right? And my parents went to the store. And I was like, okay, cool, whatever. And it was just me. Like, my sisters, I think they were at a sleepover. This was when I was, like, seventh grade or something like that. So I was, like, a little younger. But I was home alone. And then I... was so they go earlier in the morning, so I was like eating breakfast and whatever, and I was in the living room, and then I heard like my mom's voice. I heard my mom's voice be like, we're home, and I was like, okay. And then I walk in the kitchen,
no one was there,
looked in the driveway, car wasn't there, like nothing. And then I asked my mom when she got back, I was like, did you like stop here? And she's like, no. Is that not such... Like, here's the thing. I'm not, like, the kind of person to be, like, oh, my God. And jump to, like, conclusions
like that.
But, like, I swear to God, I've never, like, experienced something like that.
I'm, like, the person where it's, like, something happens or, like, something, like, moves or, like, I hear something and I'm, like, oh, my God. Like, I think it's a ghost and then I say out loud, I'm, like, it's nothing, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I try to act like it's, like, whatever. But inside, like, it's actually, I'm really scared. Or, like, when I go in my fucking basement. When I go in my basement.
Dude, my basement, I literally, I have to turn every light on.
I know. I'm literally, like, my When I go downstairs, my lights are on the, like, side of my walls, and I'm literally, like, feeling for the light switch.
Sometimes it's sad, though, because sometimes it's not even that I think a ghost there. I think just someone, like, creepy lives in my basement.
Oh, yeah, not even ghosts.
Like, I literally think I'm going to get attacked by, like, I don't know.
A homeless person or something.
Have you ever seen those, like, things where it's, like, the people didn't know there's an extra room to their house and someone was living down there? Like, how sus is that? How does that even happen?
And I literally have a room under my stairs. So, it's like...
I have a room under my stairs. So, like, when everyone's making my secret room into a disco thing.
I'm scared of mine.
I'm like, dude.
I'm not going down
like, there's vampires down there.
Literally. Okay, my next one. I had one.
The thing that's weird about vampires, though, is it's like, we're all like, oh, vampires. But it's like... Back in the day, like, there was dead-ass some vampire hunting going on. And, like, witch hunts and stuff. Like, it's weird how, like, what we think is a myth now was, like, so real to them back then. So, it's like, when you think, like, even further into the future, what was a myth for us that's going to be, like, that we think is real, that's going to be, they know it's fake.
Right. Like, a fact by then. Like,
the world is flat. Okay, the world is not flat.
Yeah. I don't know. That's funny, because I literally saw this thing today. I was like, why the fuck do people think the world's flat when every other planet and the sun and moon can be round, but the Earth can't? And I'm like...
Also, there's... That wouldn't make sense with time differences.
Yeah.
Because then everyone would have the same exact time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make sense at all. The world isn't flat. Did you hear about... how they found Amelia Earhart?
No.
You never heard about that? Okay, my parents told me this, so if this is wrong, we blame Tina and Joe, not Josie. Don't tell my parents I called them Tina and Joe. Keep that on down low. Anyway, but so basically, Amelia Earhart flies gone, right?
Right.
Apparently, it was, like, a country... I'm pretty sure it was Japan that took Amelia Earhart when she crashed, that found her and took her and, like, tortured her for information and stuff for, like, years.
On the U.S.?
Yeah.
Like, information on the U.S.?
Yeah. Apparently. Like, I'm not good with history, so I can't tell you, really.
I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah, look it up. It might not have been Japan, so no offense to any... anyone. No shade. Just saying. But that's, I'm pretty sure that's what I heard. And then it's like, we found this out, like, recently. I think that's what my parents told me, at least. Is that true? You know?
What happened to me? A number of theories have emerged about how and where the famous aviator died.
So it's just a theory. So we don't really know.
According to some researchers, new discoveries on the Pacific Island may bring us closer than ever to an answer. Within hours of her crash, workers began scouring the areas for signs of the famed aviator and her navigator, Fred. Hi, Meg.
Oh, he's going a little crazy. Stop, Mick, stop. Chill, dog. Chill, Mick.
Mick, I know. You want to say hi. I know. Stop. You can't do that. Stop. Calm down. Stop. Stop. Mick. Calm down. Chill. I'm trying to open it. I swear. I know. Mick, come here.
Hold on. We'll be right back after this short intermission. Okay, guys, we're back, and we're still talking about Amelia Earhart. Yeah. Hold on, okay.
So I looked it up, and apparently there's no fact to it, which most people already knew.
Okay, can this plane, can you leave? I see you. Like, we're in a tent right now.
Not
so
a deal or anything.
There's a plane. Sorry. Okay, we're back. Oh,
so, okay, so basically, I looked it up, and the theory was that, like, what Josie said, she was taken prisoner and, like, tortured. Serious? By Japanese people. And the other one was she somehow magically returned to the United States and changed her name. So, I mean, I don't know what happened. Never met her, so
We don't know. So it's still like a theory, so it's not a fact.
Yeah.
So my bad.
Okay, like, well, I have a question.
What's a question?
What do you think about dreams?
What do you mean?
Like, do you think, like, there's something that can tell the future? Like, there's a bunch of, like, theories about, you know, like, can they tell the future?
Dude, I had
Are they based on events? Like,
okay, here's the thing. I can have, like, really sus dreams. But then there's other times it's like, okay, have you ever had a dream about a person?
Yeah.
And then, like, later on, like, it kind of happens?
Yeah. All the time.
Dude, I'm really sussed out about this one dream I had. I'll tell you about it later. But, like, it's really sus, and I don't appreciate it. And I had it, like, when I was on vacation, when nothing was happening with this person at all. Like, I literally barely talked to that person mm-hmm. when I was on vacation. And I had a dream, and now I'm kind of sus.
Honestly, I think, like, some dreams, they lead up to, like, future events, but, or they're, like,
okay,
taken from past events.
This is gonna sound really stupid, but one time I had a dream that I ate Cool Ranch Doritos and I, like, pulled it out of my cabinet, and then the next day, like, I forgot about that dream, and then I had Cool Ranch Doritos and I remembered that dream.
And you're like, oh shit.
I was like, I'm not even gonna lie. Also, have you ever had, like, a nightmare? Like, a sus nightmare? That's, like, kind of, like, it's kind of, like, demented. Like, it's like, why would I have that?
What the hell?
One time I had a nightmare Santa Claus murdered me.
One time in a nightmare.
Not even gonna cap.
I lived in a mansion and it was like as big as the White House. And my cousins that I don't even talk to were there. And it somehow got on fire. And I saved my dog and that's it. So
I had a dream that my dog ran away and I woke up like crying, like sobbing.
I hate dreams about my dog.
Dude.
I'm like, don't mess with my dog like
that's
that.
That's effed up,
like,
bro.
Come on. Dude, I hate that. Okay, what's another one?
What do you think about the Ouija board?
That's so weird. I knew you were going to say that. I was like, okay. The Ouija board? I don't know. I don't really get, like...
I kind of believe it. Like, everyone's, like, saying, like, oh, it's just your mind playing tricks on you. But how the actual heck does your mind... Like, put, like, if you're not pushing it, let's say everyone's, like, dead honest, like, not pushing it, and it works.
I've like, seen a bunch of videos of people doing Ouija board. Like, I've never done a Ouija board.
I've never either. My mom...
So I can't say anything?
My sister has. At Willowbrook.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Yo, theater kids really pop off at Willowbrook. Not even gonna lie. Not even gonna cap.
No, I've never done a Ouija board, and, like, I want to, maybe, someday, but, like, I don't know, because I still don't understand them.
I kind of want to on Halloween one day, but isn't there rules, like, don't play it in the graveyard?
Yeah. There's rules, like, you can't play at some places.
That's sus. Also, though.
Oh, yeah, because then the thing would be, like,
because my mom played the Ouija board once, and my mom was talking to me about it, because we were talking a while ago. And she was, like, talking, and she was, like, I was, like, well, do you think it's real? Like, you played it, so, with her, like, family back when she was younger, like, her brothers and, like, her friends. And she goes, let me just say something. If you ask questions in English, and they're answering in English, but then you start asking questions in Italian, and they start answering in Italian, let me tell you, that's kind of sus for your mind to just switch like that easily to answer like that. Like, isn't that weird? Because, like, how does your mind just, like, I mean, like, I get it if they're, like, both, like, but, like, it was my mom and her friend who were doing it. Shout out Tony Martinez, wherever you are. Sup. Friends with all you guys. Sup. We still talk to them, but, and he doesn't speak Italian. And my mom was asking in Italian, and my mom swears she wasn't pushing on it.
Well, yeah, I don't think really you want to push on it.
Like, to, like, lead it to the answers.
I know.
So it's like, that's sus, dude, that's sus.
And why is it, okay, why is it only the Ouija board? Why isn't it other games, too?
What do you mean?
Like, why do, like, the ghost, quote on, like, ghosts or whatever, only work on the Ouija board?
Oh, yeah, I know.
I never thought about that before.
Zozo. Isn't that like the one of the bad ghosts on it? I used to watch these freaking videos. It's a demented seventh grader.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesse, you're a little weird back then.
I don't know, because it's kind of weird how it only works on that game. Or, like, it only is supposed to work on that game.
Okay, let's go back, see what else I got. So, I followed... Oh, dude, that sus. Okay, like, I'm a hardborn... I'm a hardcore, like, raised Catholic.
So am I.
I grew up...
We went to RE together.
We grew up in the church. Like, the freaking... Well, we have a new father now. Or priest.
Priest.
I don't know why I said because we call him father.
What was his name? Twan.
Dude, that was so long ago. We've had one since then. I know. It was Father Mark. Or, yeah, Father Mark. Or Mike.
Mark.
Mark, yeah. I was just making sure. And then now it's some weird guy who, like...
We're not going to say anything.
No, nothing against him. But the way he talks, it's like...
Ew.
Like, you know, it's, like, breathy. And it's, like...
Hey guys.
And it's, like, it sounds, like, inappropriately scary. Like, you know?
Ew.
He makes me feel uncomfortable. Okay. I'm not gonna lie. Haven't gone to church in a minute because of that. But anyway, like, how do we, like, know what it looks like, though? Because everyone... Like, when you think of...
How do you know what Jesus
When you think
looks
of
like?
Down there... Yeah, why is Jesus a boy? Why does Jesus white? Why does Jesus have brown hair? Like, how do we know he's not a ginger?
What if he got purple hair?
Okay, definitely not that, because that
wasn't invented.
Yeah, it was not a thing back then.
What if he got black hair?
What if he's blonde? What if he's a blonde, blue-eyed baby?
What if he got dark skin?
I know, that's the thing. Like, how do we have this, like, representation of these things that we have no clue?
And now when we, like... When we see him, you know, like when we're praying and stuff, we automatically think of what we've seen in church, you know.
Okay, high key. When I pray, I don't pray right, I guess. Because, like, I start with, like, sign of the cross, but then I'll just, like, talk. I won't, like, do our Father, who art in heaven.
No, I don't.
Like, no, just get to the point, dude. Like, we all know you're
listening.
You're ranting right now.
Dude, I
ran to my dog. But, like, okay, it's just kind of sus.
And then how do you know what heaven looks like? Or how do you know heaven's good? How do you know hell's, like, bad?
Dude, I love how we stutter saying that.
You know, that's how we're raised.
That's how you know we were raised in a church.
We're supposed to say H-E-double hockey sticks. Or H-E-double L.
Remember when people would make, like, the joke, like, I'm going to say the F word and then they say fish? Sorry, that just came to my mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have more. I have, actually, I found an account that posts, like, conspiracy theories and, like, myths and stuff. And... There was one. And it's not really, like, some of it isn't conspiracy theory. Some of it is just, like, kind of, like, sus facts. But there is one thing on here, and it said, if we had no eyes, then we would be unaware of the existence of color. So what if we are all missing an entire aspect of our lives because we don't have an organ to detect it? Like, do you get that?
Oh.
Like, if we didn't have eyes, we wouldn't or, like, let's say we were all automatically colorblind. Then we wouldn't have a representation of color. So what if, like, there's another thing that we're missing? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I just had to think about that for a second. That's weird.
It's like, because it's like... It's weird. Like, if we were all deaf, we wouldn't have a representation of sound. But it's kind of like...
Or what if our first language was sign language?
I think natural selection would start to take place.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like then our eyesight would get better. Like, our other senses would heighten, right? You know?
Yeah.
It's just so, like...
What if it was the normal to not have to wear clothes? You ever think about that?
Why is it no shirt, no shoes, no service? Why not no shirt, no pants, no service? Like, I get they're trying to do the S thing and, like, rhyme, but it's, like, stupid. It's, like, because people will take that to heart. I guarantee it. Someone one day is going to show up with just a shirt, some shoes.
And get some service.
And get some service. And it's going to be like, what the heck? It's just... Sauce. In the past 70 years, approximately 90 commercial planes have disappeared without a trace. Like, how does that just happen? How the heck do you lose a plane? Someone want to answer me that? Someone want to answer me where all the our planes are going? That is messed up.
What if it was all the same, like, destination, too? That'd be weird.
Wait, what's that place called? Bermuda Triangle?
Yes.
Dude. Did we ever figure that out? Does anyone know? I don't think we did.
Anyone know?
I think, I'm pretty sure we're still a little confused. Remember Slender Man? And that, those kids who, like, committed, like, or killed, like, they stabbed someone because Slender Man told them to do it. Did you hear about that? They, like, stabbed one of their classmates, like, 7 times because they said Slender Man told them to do it. The
fuck is...
It's a no face, and they're in a suit, and they're, like, super tall.
He's in Minecraft.
No. No. He's in the woods. No. How do you not know who Slender Man is?
I do.
Look it up. Once you see it, you'll recognize it. Because it's, like...
I've obviously heard of it.
Yeah, he's not freaking Minecraft.
Okay, but what's that thing called in Minecraft?
Herobrine?
No, the big, tall, black thing.
Slender? Oh, yeah, Slender Man.
Yeah.
It is a Slender Man. Dude, I didn't even realize that. Good connection.
And it, like, tries to kill you in survival mode.
Oh, that's funny.
We love Minecraft.
The sons of Hitler's nephew who fought for the U.S. all agree that they will never marry or have children to kill Hitler's bloodline. So if any of you people out there trying to be cool and funny and be like, yeah, I'm related to Hitler because I'm German, like, you're not. Bloodline's dead. It's done.
I'm like, yeah, I'm German, and they're like, oh, you Hitler. Like,
my grandpa told me I was related by marriage to Mussolini. And I was like, not by blood, not my relative. It's just weird how stuff like happens. That's so sus. Hold on, let me find another. 14 years before the Titanic sank, a man named Morgan Robertson wrote a book about a ship called Titan, which also sunk in the North Atlantic Ocean in the same month as Titanic. The ship in the story also struck an iceberg located the same distance from the Newfoundland. That's sus.
He's psychic.
Dude, I saw something and it was like it wasn't really the Titanic that sunk. It was, like, the Olympia or the Olympic or something like that. Yeah. And it was because that ship was old and it was, like, breaking, but it could fit more and stuff like that. So they wanted to have more people on it, but they just said it was the Titanic's cruise. Can you imagine being born during that time and then being, like, that's, like, the hot vacation spot that everyone goes to? Like, when you get back to school, people are flexing. They went on the Titanic cruise and then 1 year...
It's just
done. Okay. Also, why are you taking a cruise somewhere? How do you take it? Where were they? Like, wait.
Where were they going?
Like, what? Like, why are you hitting icebergs? And also, how could you not, like, avoid that?
You can see it. It was under the water.
I think you can see it.
No, I'm just kidding.
Or like maybe, it's a joke. Know.
Dude, that's just... Rest in peace, bro. Dude, I can't...
Do you believe in the world overheating?
No.
Like how the ice is all melting in the Arctic?
I don't. And the reason why is because I think the Earth has gone through so many different phases. I think we're just going to the end of one phase. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's the Ice Age, and we've been heating up since then. So, I think we're fine.
Well, yeah, but, like,
by
how
time,
do you just get colder?
How do you just get colder?
Because there's more population now.
I think there's going to be natural selection soon. But, like, we'll be dead by then, so it's not my issue. If not dead, then we'll be close to it.
What happens when the world ends?
Well, not my issue.
Dude, like, what do you... Like, you ever think about, like, what if, like, there was no people, no Earth?
Well, there's gotta be something else out there, so...
I know, but do you ever, like, think of, like...
What else is out there? Like, it's so weird to think, like, this isn't gonna last forever.
Yeah.
Ew. Oh, God. Ew, stop. We're done with that topic. I can't handle that topic, dude.
Yeah.
There's a library. Did you know there's libraries where you can borrow humans instead of books? And it's like, they tell you their stories.
Wow.
Like, it's a job.
That's so cool.
I grew up in Illinois. The most boring
freaking state. West Irving, boring.
Date.
I'm not doing that. My story boring. They were like, yeah, return.
Dude, it's just so messed up. Wasn't there, like... A conspiracy theory that Hitler actually escaped and is still alive. Or was alive. Not anymore, obviously, but, like... I don't know. I heard that theory.
You ever, like... What?
In 1910, a baseball team consisting of all death row inmates played for their lives in every match. The executions were delayed as long as they were winning. Is that not freaking cruel? When you think about it, they're kind of cruel. Like, I get, like, obviously if they're on death row, they must have done something, like, horrible. But, like...
But why a game?
Like, why mess with someone's life like that?
Yeah.
Like, if they're on death row, they're on death row. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, don't frick around with that. That's messed up. Also, I saw something where it was, like... You shouldn't kill someone who... Because if someone murders someone, my teacher in, like, sixth grade, because we were talking about, like, Mesopotamia and all that, and it said, if you kill someone, like, we cut off your hand. It was, like, something stupid like that. Like, you know, it was, like, the laws back then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my teacher said, well, I think it's wrong to kill someone if they kill somebody else because that's hypocrite. If the world was an eye for an eye, then the world would be blind. And I'm like...
What?
Because if it was a world was for an eye for an eye, then the world would be blind.
Yeah, I know.
But, like,
why?
But I'm like, in my opinion, don't murder someone. It's not that hard. I get it if it's, like...
Life or death.
I mean, I get it if it's, like, they attack you. And it's, like... You, because I saw a show and it was like someone intruded this woman's house and she killed the guy.
Yeah, like, what are you supposed to do?
Like, I get stuff like that, and I get it if it's like an accident and stuff like that. Like, I get there are some situations,
but there's
not
like serial
a lot,
killers.
But there's like serial killers, and then there's like people who like rape a girl and then kill her.
Yeah,
oh my god, our world's so messed up. Oh my god, oh no, oh, dude. No. It's so sus.
And why? Okay, I saw this thing where it was like, why do we need men? Like, girls can implant
their
own
bone marrow or something like that.
And enter their
Okay, but I bet you, like, after a while, that can't be healthy, so.
Yeah, but then it would just be the normal to be a lesbian. Me.
Okay, we're back. And we were just talking about why we need men and stuff like that.
I was talking about this to my dad the other day. Because
your dad?
Yeah, my dad. And because I was practicing my parking because my parking's trash. But we were talking about it, and he's like, "Yeah, but I think you guys would want to be with men." And he'll be like, "I was like,
what if being?
I mean, I don't know. What if it was normal to not be?
Because like after a while, that would just be what would be happening. Because yeah. I feel like humans, they like want that connection with someone.
Right. And not everyone wants to be with another girl. No girl, like, there's obviously some girls want to be with girls.
Yeah. Which but is like, fine. But like, if you think about it, if that's like all that's around, like, let's say this is like millions of years, not millions, that's a long time, but like, let's say like 100 years pass. And it's like a whole new two generations like go through, like, right? Or a few generations go through, whatever. And they only know girls. They've never met a boy.
Right. That would be the norm.
That would just be the norm.
Exactly. Like.
But I like my guy friends. They don't need to die. They're good.
Yeah, like right now. Like guys.
Obviously, like, we're not saying screw guys. Cut them off. Yeah. But like, we're just saying, if worse comes to worse.
No, I was.
If there's like a disease for boys.
No, I was just saying because I saw it on.
But then, like, couldn't. But like, couldn't the girls still have boys though, or would you just have girls? Because if it's a girl's bone marrow.
It's a girl and a girl.
It's the bone marrow. So then, like, it's both the XX. So it would just be.
It would just be a girl.
Damn. But
what if there was like a medical procedure and it was like a boy?
And it was the only boy?
Only boy in the whole world.
Oh my gosh, no one wanted to date him because they were all lesbos.
Dude.
Rest in peace, Johnny Boy. I don't know why I named him Johnny Boy.
Carter.
Rest in peace, Billy. Okay.
All right.
Well, on that note, we're going to cut this episode. We're going to try and keep these a little more shorter. We're trying to add a little few changes here and there to make the podcast a little better in our ideas.
Yeah.
So if you have an idea of what you want to, let us know.
Yeah.
And we hope you enjoyed this episode. We talked about something a little different than our.
I like it, honestly. I love watching videos about conspiracy theories. Dude, I do too.
Our last few podcasts, we've really been focusing on like the teenage, everyday life. And it's kind of been sounding like a generic teenage girl, and I like to think we think a little differently. Like, we have more than just that in our lives going on.
Yeah.
You know what would be a good episode idea?
Yes?
Talking about how, like, different groups, like, different people are raised. Like, how being in the city can affect a girl.
Being or different raised, states even.
Or different, yeah, and like growing up in the country and stuff like that. Or can affect a child and how they grow. And also, you know what's freaking sus, actually? Why is it that all movies, it's like they sound like how we sound, like, but then if you go out to like Alabama, and then they think we have an accent, but it's like, no.
All the
movies sound like us. You have the accent. But, like, to them, they sound normal. That's just... How did accents even start? Oh, my gosh. We're gonna wrap it up.
We gotta go now. Alright.
We hope you all enjoyed this episode in this spooky season. I can't wait for spooky season.
It's my favorite season.
Spooky season is the best season. Spooky season and then Christmas season. And then...
Coming.
Except I really like the month July. Because it's, like, it's hot. It's the last month of summer. Everyone's kind of, like, buzzed for... Because they're in freaking the summer mood. And then they're... School. Okay, I'm low-key. Like, I'm excited. But I'm also, like... Because I know the stress. Dude, when classes came out, I literally felt the social anxiety setting in. I was like...
Me too.
It's like, oh, my God. Aw, shit. Here we go again.
Oh. And then everyone was like, I got classes with you. I was like, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well...
Okay.
We hope you all enjoyed this episode once again, And we hope you all have a great rest of your night or day or whatever.
Let us know if you want a part two. Because we have a lot of more.
Dude, I have so many. I'm so down to do part two. We can even go on to stuff that's happened in our town.
Yeah.
Dude.
Or towns around us. I'm not going to name them, though. Just in case.
Dude, there's, like, a house on my block that I thought was, like, haunted for the longest time. But then it turns out, like, people live there. But I just never saw them ever. Like, there was never a car in the driveway. Hmm. And it's sus. And it's like the grass would always grow. Like, it would never be cut. Like, it's sus. But,
dude, I don't get that.
And it's like it turned out like an old man lived there and then he moved to Florida.
Oh, good for him.
But anyway, hope you all enjoyed this episode. Have a good rest of your week. Love you all.
Yep. See you later, alligators.
Goodbye.